name of the campaign nationwide in relation to disability is To Disable Inequality. And that's what I'm hoping that will come out of not just the discussions today, but the election campaign and the next Dáil as a whole, to disable the inequalities that exist.
In one way, this runs on two levels. It runs on the day-to-day issues, accessibility, infrastructure, etc. But there are also mindsets that need to be changed, and that's part of it too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, like, take, for example, the mindset of our government, for example. Like, all the countries in the UN have signed up to the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities, but our government have still yet to ratify it, you know, and that mindset needs to change. I think one of the issues is that, you know, all they're looking at is cost and all of that sort of stuff. They don't see the benefit in the long term in terms of people with disabilities being fully integrated in society and being able to participate in the way that everybody else does.
You've been a long-time campaigner and you've served on many groups, both locally, nationally, and indeed internationally. Do you see any signs that things are changing and going in the right direction?
Slowly, Donald, but it's much too slow. One example that I've talked about in the last couple of days to people, I was at a conference in Vienna last week. I did not once have to get off my wheelchair and using transport while I was in Vienna. I arrived back at Dublin Airport and I had to be lifted by two people onto the bus, and that's a regular occurrence for me, Donald. So yes, things possibly are changing in some respects, but it's far too slow, and the mindset is just there's no urgency in relation to changing things for people with disabilities.